This is Front Row on BBC Radio 4. The Millennium Bridge in London was once famous for wobbling, but has passed over a lot of water since then. And during the London Architecture Biennale, which starts on Friday, it will take the strain of an exhibition curated by writer Peter Ackroyd, a herd of 30 sheep, and a sound installation created by the artist Bill Fontana. We went down to the bridge to find out why such an unusual group have been drawn to it, talking first to Bill Fontana about why this crossing over the Thames inspires him.
Oh, I love this bridge. It's a very musical structure, and for the last few years, every time I came to London, I've been investigating the kind of sounds that lay hidden within its structure, sounds that you can't hear with your own natural ears, but that you can find if you place a vibration sensor on the structure. If you look at the way the bridge is constructed, these very taut cables supporting it at each end of the bridge. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like a violin or some kind of huge stringed instrument. And in fact, these cables are very musical when you put sensors on them. They have resonances, then they pick up vibrations generated by the structure from people walking on it, from the wind. The big cables actually are a little transparent acoustically, and you can hear ships passing under the bridge and some other kind of ambient sounds in the environment. The small balustrade cables, which are almost like large harp strings or piano strings, will oscillate when it gets windy and produce these amazing overtones. And they also produce these sort of quite musical twanging-like sounds as they get excited when there's a lot of people walking on the bridge. That's my favorite sound, when it's really, really windy and the cables start oscillating.
But Bill Fontana's soundscape will be counterpointed by the noise of sheep. In a demonstration of the old droving laws, which gave right-of-way to livestock in parts of London, farmer Sharp from Cumbria is bringing 30 of his flock to London. At Borough Market, near the bridge, he explained their role in the Architecture Biennale.
On Friday evening, about 6:30, the wagon will roll up to Southwark Cathedral and deposit 30 herdwick ewes from the Lake District, which will be deposited in a small pen for them here, where they'll reside overnight. On the big morning, the Bishop of Southwark, in full robes and shepherd's crook, will see us off to walk the sheep through Borough Market. They'll then go through Borough Market, down Stony Street, onto Clink Street, onto Bankside, walk past Shakespeare's Globe, onto Tate Modern, where Sir Norman Foster, or Lord Foster, whatever his title is, I don't know, and the Sheriff of London and myself will walk in front of the flock of sheep, which will be herded by 10 Lake District shepherds. And then we'll take them over the Millennium Bridge, round St Paul's, through Paternoster Square, on past St Bartholomew's Church, and they'll reside for the day in another pen for the recreation of St Bartholomew's Fair. In the past, and not that far back, you know, in the 40s and 50s, they had to drive live animals into the city to get fresh meat into all conurbations, as Manchester, Liverpool, London, Glasgow. So that was a real part of city life, animals and livestock. And so it wouldn't necessarily have been a strange view for someone 50, 100, 150 years ago. It'd have been normal driving geese or sheep or cattle or anything like that. The sheep we are taking, herdwick sheep, are what's called a primitive breed. They're one of the oldest breeds in the UK. So, you know, something very old. They're possibly older than St Paul's Cathedral. Well, they're definitely older than St Paul's Cathedral as a breed. Some 800 years as a breed in the Lake District. So that's about as old as it gets. Befitting the history of London and the architectural biennale is about architecture through the ages, so primitive sheep were the ones to pick.
Farmer Sharp. Bill Fontana's installation, Harmonic Bridge, will itself be crossing the water. It will be broadcast live into the Tate Modern Gallery and Southwark Tube Station.
If you think of a musical instrument, like any musical instrument, if nobody's playing it, it's silent. It's just that the musicians that play this bridge are all the people in London who walk on it, the weather patterns in London, ships going under the bridge, occasional birds singing, a few squeals from Blackfriars Bridge. Bridges are really, to me, interesting structures because they are great collectors of energy, of life around it. And I mean, I work with a lot of other sound sources besides bridges, but bridges happen to be really interesting.
The aim of the events is to make links between London's past and its present. But does Farmer Sharp worry that modern London may not be the place for a herd of sheep?
The challenge is monstrous because they are animals, they are not robots and will not necessarily do as you want them to do. So driving them across partially closed roads and city police on horseback, and these are used to being in the countryside of the Lake District. London City might be an experience and a half for them, so we might be dragging them out of back alleys and maybe out of the Thames as well. And the Millennium Bridge is not too high for them to jump off. We will see.
The London Architecture Biennale runs from Friday until June 23rd. Farmer Sharp's Sheep Drive will cross the bridge at 10:40 a.m. on Saturday.